Welcome to the PA Podcast. On this episode, we have what was supposed to be an interview with Tag's podcast dream girl, Gina Grad.
Yeah, more like his wet dream girl. I felt like I should have sprayed him down with a hose.
Oh, come on, that's a little extreme. Gina sounds like a very sweet woman.
Oh, don't get me wrong, she was. And if she had been in the same room with Tag, he probably would have been humping her leg like a dog in heat.
Well, of course, it's obvious that he liked her very much, but I'd hardly call that leg-humping behavior.
I'll tell you what, let's let the people listen and decide for themselves.
Hello?
Gina!
Hi!
Gina Grad!
How are you?
Oh, amazing!
It's awesome!
How you doing?
I'm good. I just walked in, so it's perfect timing.
Oh, yeah, you said you were up and running, and I thought you were sitting there. I said, I'll give you a call.
No, I'm glad you did. Perfect.
Well, great. So great to hear your voice.
You too. This is going to be really fun.
Okay.
I promise you.
Oh, there's that laugh. I love that laugh. Oh, I'm such an amateur, but I appreciate you doing this.
Hey, have you spoken to another human being before? Because if you have, I'm pretty sure this is very similar. So it is all good.
I have spoke to another human being.
Then you are an old pro at this. Don't sell yourself short.
No. I know I've spoke to Tom Dreesen and Craig Shoemaker and Steve Middleman and Eddie Pepitone. And each time I went, they're talking to me. What the hell?
They're going to find me out.
They're going to find me out that I'm sitting in my kitchen talking to them.
That's so awesome.
Oh, podcasting is amazing. And I think you guys inspired me. So
glad. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is. It is. So how's your day been going?
It's all right. It's a little podcasting, and then Randy made me do the Breaking Bad cast, or the, I don't know what we're calling it, the Pretty Good Bad cast. So that was confusing, and I felt inferior. And then did a little work, and then did a little therapy, and now I'm here fresh with fresh tears on my face and feeling like I know a little bit more about the world, and now I get to talk to you.
I got you right after therapy?
Oh, fresh.
Oh, am I lucky.
So this could go one of two ways, and both of them will be fine for you.
Fantastic. Oh, I should have had some therapy today, I think.
Yeah, you know what? We could all use it seriously.
Yeah, a little bit. It's, life is, can be rough sometimes.
It can. I just think that, like, I don't know, I'm all about just accountability, and that's kind of my thing, just because it hasn't been for so long. I have a lot of catching up to do. So I go to therapy so I can just be better at being a human. And so far, I mean, I hope it's working. I'm trying.
Well, you come across like you are.
Well, that's the start. That's getting good at being an actor. No, no thanks.
I get the feeling. I really sense it. You know, I listen off and on to your podcast over the years, and I've seen changes in you and both you and Randy, and it's just fantastic. It's been really great. So,
well, thank you. I think that honestly, and I mean Randy more obviously than me, but like it's just about being as self-aware as humanly possible, because it's easy to pick on him, but he has walked around this earth thinking he knew everything about everything. And now, surprise of all surprises, he's starting over in a lot of ways. And I've done the same thing. So it's actually really cool. It's like it's a nice, like, I don't know, mental rebirth in some ways.
Right. And that's sometimes we need one of those.
Oh, hell yeah. You need to reboot that computer.
I've been through that a few times in my life. And
have you?
Yeah. You know,
like one big watershed moment.
Yeah, I've had some things.
Lived. This ain't your first rodeo.
Ain't my first rodeo. I'll be honest. I'm 56. So
amen.
I'm not. And look how late it was for me to get into podcasting.
Well, but that's not your fault. It's only been around for like 5 years.
I know. But to get into any kind of entertainment thing is like, I'm 56. What am I doing? I'm on the podcast interviewing comedians. So.
But that's what's so beautiful.
Yeah.
That makes me excited.
Isn't it?
It's fantastic.
Isn't it? It blows me away. I sit back, and when I first started it, I was like, they said yes. And then I had the other members, they said, how did you get him on there? I said, I asked him.
Yeah, it's that easy.
I said, hey, I've got a little podcast. I enjoy talking to comedians. I enjoy your stories. Do you want to do one? And I got a lot that don't respond back. That's fine. But
yeah,
the ones that do, it's like, really? You do?
And they do it for one of two reasons. A, because they really respect that you put it out there and they love the medium. Or B, it's just another person who possibly might kiss their ass and at least let them talk about themselves.
Right.
So I think that it appeals to people's narcissism, but it's also just a really cool thing because the world's gotten so small and it's so exciting. It's just, you know, it's like reaching out to people that you've never met is just not that hard. And it's actually, it's really fun.
Oh, it is. It's just amazing. You know, my biggest one, I don't know if you know who Tom Dreesen is.
I do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I contacted Tom Dreesen. I said, what am I doing? Okay. And I get an email back and it's like, oh yeah. Tom says, oh, that's fine. Yeah, great. I'll do it. Just contact Amy, my assistant at blah, blah, blah. And gave me her email address.
Oh my God.
I got the assistant's email address. I email her. I said, Tom said it's cool that I do a podcast with him. Oh, okay. I'll get this arranged and blah, blah, blah. And it came through and it's like, Tom Dreesen. You know, we had a great interview.
Now, God love Tom Dreesen. Does he know what a podcast is?
He does. Because when I first talked to him, I did a pre-interview on a phone with him. I just I said, well, actually, I was calling Amy, his assistant. He picked the phone up. Amy was out sick that day. He picks it up. He goes, Tom Dreesen. I went, I said, Tom? He said, yeah. I said, oh, well, this is Brian with the PA podcast. I had asked you to, he goes, yeah, he talked and he says, yeah, I've done these for some other people. He says, I love to help the guys starting out. And he says, I'll be more than happy to do it for you. I said,
well, that's fantastic. Did he give you any Frank or what'd he do?
Yeah. If you listen to it on our, he told us stories about Frank Sinatra.
Oh, I am right on it. Let's finish this up because I got to hear this.
Oh, we just started. Come on.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but I can't wait to hear that.
The stories. Well, you know that he was the him and Tim Reed from WKRP.
Yes,
Venus Flytrap.
Yes.
They were a comedy team, the first black and white comedy team ever, and the last that ever was.
Wow.
And they have a book about that, and they got a movie coming out about
this. Is fascinating.
Yeah. And he talked about that in there, and if you go to this, yeah, so they've got because I remember him, you know, like I said, I'm 56. When I grew up, I remember seeing their act. I remember seeing him. He was the first white comedian on Midnight Special. On Soul Train.
Oh, nice, nice.
And stuff like
that.
I'd
love to get behind you on this, but now I'm way swimming in the deep on this one.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
But it was just one of those surreal moments where I just kind of walked around my condo and went, what'd I just fucking do?
That happened. That just happened.
And it's like, whoa, that's amazing.
That's so great.
Wow.
There you are. Sorry, I thought I lost you. Yay, there you are. Woohoo, Skype.
I had a little cough there, so I put a mute on.
Oh, you hit that cough button.
I hit the old cough button. Yeah. Oh, baboo. Hitting the cough button now.
Oh my God, that's not bad actually.
It's pretty good.
I hear them all, and it is like I can hear my eyes rolling in my head. But yours is pretty decent, I got to tell you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I love the Timmy. I love Tim.
Me too.
He's a great guy, and he seems like such a great guy. I'm gonna bet that you tell me he's just as great as he comes across.
I got to tell you, the things that we don't agree on, just politically and socially and everything, could fill Fort Knox, but I would walk into traffic for him in a heartbeat without even thinking about it.
Right.
he is the best. I love him to death. He is like, he's like a dad to Randy and I, though I know it pisses him off probably to hear that. But he is he's the best. He has done more for me than I could have ever imagined, just sort of, you know, giving me a voice at KLSX and asking me to be part of their show and just never having a moment where you know, he doesn't get threatened by anyone in any way. So, you know, for as a lot of talent, you know, just random people wouldn't maybe want to give up any of their airtime or any of the spotlight to somebody else. He was always looking for stuff for us to do and how to push us more into the spotlight and how to, you know, let us kind of hone what we were doing. And
right.
I have absolutely ultimate respect for that. And I've come to work like that as well. And I don't honestly know that that would be who I was if I didn't have Tim as a role model, because, you know, it's a sketchy business and we're all insecure and we're all out to, you know, get as much as we can. And him just showing you that there's A, nothing to be threatened about, and B, it doesn't hurt you to help somebody else and make them, you know, as good as they can be. I absolutely got that from him.
Yeah, that's the sense I get when I just hear him talk. He's probably kind of right of my views as well. But yeah. But that's okay. I respect he's just a common sense guy.
Absolutely.
And I sense he cares about people. He's a great family man. And
yeah, he is the ultimate family man.
Yeah. And I loved his dad so much. I loved his dad. I grew up with his comedy on Carol Burnett, and I mean, it's like, geez, and his son is really cool. And
that's the thing. We went to Hollywood Park with both of them recently, and first of all, you know, I'm so whatever, Tim. We text him all the time, but sitting next to his father, all of a sudden you're like, okay, like, sit up, don't swear, don't, you know, chew with your mouth open. You really do feel like you're in the presence of a legend, which you are.
Exactly. Oh my God. Yeah. What? Cross your T's and dot your I's.
Oh yeah.
We got the Tim Conway here.
Oh yeah. And of course he's just as, if not more, he's just the grittier version of Junior in a lot of ways. I mean, he's as sarcastic as a human being can be. He's as funny as he could possibly be in person. And it's just a joy to be able to, you know, hang around people who, you know, either I think are pretty cool, or at the end of the day, I know people who think they think they're pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. That would be.
Just to rub it in a couple of faces every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to meet him. That'd be so fantastic.
You got to come out here, because I'm telling you, he is exactly who you think he is.
Oh, I'll have to plan a trip out there, and you can introduce me and the him and all.
It would be my pleasure.
Oh, it would?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm going to have to plan that now. Oh, my God.
Yeah, of course you're going to get a really – you're not going to get a handshake, because he only does fist bumps, and he usually covers his sleeve, you know, over his
– That's fine.
He's become that way. But you'll get a, hey, dude, nice to meet you, and then he'll walk away to go smoke a cigarette. But it's sincere. I don't know how else to explain it.
I might get a hey, Babu. Right?
Yeah, and that's about it, and that means everything.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So what started your whole trip here? I mean, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kansas City.
Kansas, that's right. That's right. Kansas.
Yeah, I was born in Portland, Oregon, but I have zero memory of it. So I'm a Kansas girl through and through.
Good Western girl.
Oh, big time.
There you
go. Went to the University of Kansas, followed a bunch of friends and my boyfriend out to New York after college was over, lived there for a few years. And came to LA for the summer just to see my dad and see some friends and see my brother. And that was 10 years ago. I never went back.
Wow.
And I loved New York, but there was something here that was just so, I felt like I was home and it was really cool.
Well, you got to go with that gut.
I did. I don't do spontaneous things. So of course I was completely in denial and went back in January to get my stuff. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I live here now. I just wasn't ready to admit that I was going through another big change.
Yeah.
But then I, you know, I worked here and not in the entertainment industry. I actually worked on Rodeo for many years and I made a lot of money. My soul was completely Swiss cheese. and, you know, would fantasize about wrapping my Hyundai around a pole so I wouldn't have to go in. I hate sales. I hate fashion.
Oh, yeah, I hate sales, too. Yeah.
Luxury goods. I didn't know what I was doing. And then I will never forget, I went outside for lunch, and I called my dad, who's a radio
sports reporter. Yeah, Steve Grad.
Steve Grad. Love that Steve Grad. I was in tears, completely in tears, and I said, I can't do this one more day. I need to know that there's, you know, something bigger out there for me. I can't do this. And he's like, well, and I was a huge fan of talk radio. You know, it's, mm-hmm. I don't even have a preset in my car that's music. It's Nerd PR or KFI.
NPR, right?
Yep. I love car talk. Clack and Tappet Brothers.
There you go. I love that.
So he got me an interview. Yeah. My dad begged the guys over at KLSX to at least, you know, give me an interview. I ended up phone screening the graveyard shift on weekends. Yeah. And then, you know, for the, as Tim always calls it, the colon blow hour. And then all the infomercials. And so at one point, and then somehow, you know, I met a friend there and we started, you know, doing a show, just practice shows every night.
Yeah.
And we got picked up at a station in San Diego. So at one point I was working all day in retail, going to the station at night to do these practice shows, driving to San Diego on the weekends to do overnights, driving back to my phone screener gig and then going to work that morning. So I wasn't sleeping at all. But I knew it was a way out. And finally, when Shauna Woolsey left the Tim, you know, the
right.
Conrad Steckler show, who she's fantastic, love her.
Oh yeah, I listened to it back in those days.
And she's a sweetheart, and you know, Randy keeps up with her more than I do because he knew her. But I liked her a lot. And so when she left, Tim said, "Who's that girl that's always talking to herself in the studio next? She seems like a hard worker." And he took me, and that was that.
Wow.
So it was just, he just happened to notice that I was just always there working, you know, basically sneaking into the studio just to practice and figure out what my voice was. And he said, "Oh, yeah, she seems good enough." And then started doing,
you were excellent on there, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I love that the combination with you guys. It was fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I started doing the news on his show, and he said I was only allowed to do it if I did it as Robin Quivers.
Right, I remember.
And I had no idea why. So
so funny.
I didn't know he was just, you know, being silly. And so every night I was like, oh, C-52, and a huge freeway accident. We have the live coverage of that, and I didn't know what I was doing.
It was just hilarious. Trust me, it was hilarious.
We had a blast. So finally, I said, "Dude, I've paid my penance. Nobody knows who I am. Like, please, just let me do it as Gina, just so I know what it sounds like." So, then, of course, the station blew up, as we say.
Oh, yeah.
It was a very sad day. I always tell people I feel like I was driving into Woodstock the day it ended, you know, when everybody was leaving, because we were there for about 2 years before the station flipped. And then Brian...
Yeah, that was sad. Yeah.
It was... Oh, God. It was like...
Because I was listening to you guys constantly. He's like, don't stop it.
Absolutely. I mean, everyone went through
it. Listen to the podcast. I'm listening to it every day. It's going to stop it. Don't.
People went through a major grieving process. I mean, radio is so personal. And they're not characters. Yeah. They're people. And they're in your space. They're in your car. They're in your kitchen. It's a personal relationship. And to lose that, people were really grieving it. And I understand that.
Oh, yeah. It was just, it was part of my day. I mean,
absolutely it was.
I mean, it's like, let's see what's on, Conway and Whitman, Gina Grey, let's see it's ending. What?
Yeah. And then I can't remember what the first song was, but I think we all were booing and hissing we were all crammed in there, Frosty, Heidi and Frank and Tom Likas and Carole and everybody. And the first song was, it was a Britney Spears song, and everyone just started like throwing stuff at the speakers, and everyone was drunk anyway. But it was really funny. So then Tim said, "Hey, Whitman and I are gonna try and do a podcast. You and Randy interested in being a part of that?" And we said, "All right." So we tried that for a hot minute, and
I remember that, and I listened to that.
That was a special experience.
And I had high hopes for it. I said, "Oh, fantastic!"
Oh yeah.
I said. Oh, Mr. Whitman, what is your deal, dude?
Yeah, he is seriously one of the most lovable, charismatic, funniest people on this earth, but I just don't think that was that little project was meant to be.
Yeah, I love his impersonations, and it's he's got issues, man. He's got issues.
Yeah.
But I love to hear his, you know, he cracked my ass up on Whitman. I just loved listening to him.
In so many ways, it just doesn't get better. But you know, and I just thought at that point when Tim was like, you know, to quote Tim, really trying to shut a lot of parts of my life down, aka I'm not doing this podcast anymore. So then I thought, you know, Brian needs to be in the spotlight, and he should be. And Randy and I need to sort of find our own voice, which we need to do. So we decided to do our own thing, and we didn't think it would go very well. And maybe it hasn't, but we've been doing it for a really long time.
I listened through all that. and I think you guys have got your voice and really got a groove on for what you're doing.
Thank you.
And I'm really, really proud of you guys. So.
Oh, that means so much. I mean, yeah. Thank you. I know if it's an LA thing or some bullshit, but some people are always so hesitant to say they're proud of someone because they think it sounds condescending. But I'll tell you, nothing makes me happier than to hear that somebody's proud of anything I've done. So I appreciate that a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's I appreciate people doing, you know, they stuck to it. And, you know, I heard all the chaos that y'all went through, and I said, that's amazing that you guys pulled that out, and I applaud you.
Thank you so much. And that's the thing, I don't know if you ever read the book, to be perfectly honest, I never got through the whole thing, but that Malcolm Gladwell book where he talks about how anyone to be considered an expert at something needs 10,000 hours experience. So every once in a while when I get bored, I start adding, and then I go see a butterfly and get distracted. But I'd love to know how close I am at this point.
Okay, go ahead. That was funny.
Yeah, exactly. I just saw, I just spotted my keys on the desk. Back. And that's the other thing that, we were in my family, we were diagnosed with ADHD when nobody knew what it was. And it was this horrible thing to be afraid of. And now I think without it, I don't think I would have anything to say. I mean, I've taken Adderall and Ritalin as an adult, and there is not a more boring human being on this planet than me on Ritalin. Oh. So I think that those things end up becoming your strength.
Yeah, if you can do it without that, it's much better.
Yeah, if I'm ever in any sort of transition in my life, like a new job or something, I definitely consider, you know, just taking it to ease myself in. But in general, it's just, it really, there is a trade there. I mean, you can focus, but people won't really know who you are, especially if you're being generous with your dosage. You really don't get a sense of somebody when they're on
something like that. Yeah, I've met some of those people.
Yep.
Yeah, they're kind of there, but I'm like...
But they're not.
They're not there, yeah.
Yeah, that's not how I want to go through life. Not at least not in, you know, my life.
Right, yeah, you don't sense the real person, and I need to sense the real person.
Thank you. And, it's that creepy, you know? Not everyone's lucky enough to have a hobby or a passion project or even a job, you know, like the things that you and I are doing. And, you know, if you can knuckle down and you know, but I still think there's room for you to be a really fun, awesome, charming, charismatic CPA. You know, there's... You just, it doesn't matter what you do. You can be a super awesome person.
Just enjoy it. Just enjoy
absolutely.
Life. I mean, I'm in IT, and I excel at that and do good and enjoy my job. This was just a side thing, and I'm having fun with it, and I'm just taking it as that, you know. A to the man.
Seriously.
Just trying to keep positive attitude going. And
yeah, I don't know what an IT person really does. All I know is I start crying and I have like a bat phone basically. And this guy who hates me comes upstairs and pushes control alt delete and then he leaves. So is it more exciting than that guy's job?
Oh, well, we've got so many things that we keep running. It has its moments, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure. And just dealing with the inferior peons, I mean, if it's anything like it is over at my radio station, we're just morons. So thank God for you people who can fix all of our computers when we really just realized we didn't plug it in.
Oh, yeah, we do our best. And the people just, they're just in awe. And they said, oh, how'd you do that? I said, it's magic.
Yeah.
I just say, it's magic. And they go, every time I call you, it starts working. I said,
yeah,
what can I tell you? Works. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
I said, the servers kind of know who I am. So.
They're not paying me to sit here and play wiffle ball. I kind of know what I'm doing.
No, it gets intense sometimes. We have some stuff we have to really research and try to, you know, we've had things that go for days. And why is this doing that? Why is that doing it? But it's a challenge, and it's satisfying. And
well, then, amen. And then you can come home and talk to weirdos. And so there's balance in your life.
And then kind of do something I've always never thought I could do as a, you know, I said, I never thought I could talk to what I consider celebrities. And yes. I'm blowing myself away that I can. It's pretty cool. So.
Well, I got to tell you, maybe it's just from, I don't know. I know you're not in the Midwest. I know you people don't like to say that. Are you mountain people?
Well, I'm originally from Columbus, Ohio.
I knew you were one of mine.
I grew up in, that's where I was born and raised.
Okay.
I moved to Orlando, Florida for the technical job.
Okay.
For the same company I worked for up in Ohio. I've been with the same company for 24 years.
Oh, good for you.
I had all kinds of this position, that position, whatever. And I got moved down here. It was a tech position, then that. And then I took over the servers in the office. And
that's great.
It's all gone from there. And it's been good for me. And
well, you know, I don't know if it's the mix of Florida and Ohio, but you see, you have such a warmth to your voice, and you are so easy to talk to that if you weren't doing this, I'd be pissed. I mean, you need to be talking to people.
Well, my God, thank you.
I mean it 100%. You're super easy to talk to, and I want you to like be the voiceover and like sell me like au gratin potatoes or something really fabulous that I just want to go home and maybe smoke something. And,
you
and
know you like it, right?
Exactly.
Well, that's one of those, right?
Yeah, you have such a great voice.
I can do the radio voice if I, I can make it sickening, actually.
Oh, that's all of our secret weapon. I mean, when Randy starts pushing really hard and you talk a little bit higher, and my ears start bleeding. And I do the same thing, so it's not his fault. Well, but just your conversational tone is something that needs to be shared with the world.
Wow. Get a little echo now somehow.
Oh, now it's gone.
Oh, now it's gone.
Oh, look at us.
Look at us. Hey, we're
Skyping in the future.
Yes. Oh, it's like a mystery. It's like, yes. I think I just, oh, anyhow. Back at it now. What do you think of the podcast world? Where do you think it's going to go? I think it's going to be the new medium.
Yeah, I mean, it's so hard to say because I have one foot in, you know, terrestrial radio and one foot in, I hate to say this, but extraterrestrial. So I really honestly don't have an unbiased opinion because I want
both if they're good.
Exactly. I want the industry that is, you know, that is so romantic and nostalgic and regular radio. I want it to thrive. My loved ones, you know, it's their livelihood and it's something that, you know, I've been on and I crave more of and, you know, want to be part of that world for as long as I possibly can. And I respect it greatly. That said, when it's all over when somebody, when everyone agrees on how to properly monetize podcasting, then it's going to be a land rush like you've never seen.
Right. That's what I'm thinking too. It's like,
and that's why it's so wonderful that you're doing this now, that we're doing this now, because hey, we're poor or happy. At least we're able to do whatever we want. There's really no regulation.
Right.
It's just us being able to BS and people, you know, subscribing and downloading the show because they just want to hear it. They don't have to pay for it. It's just another friendly voice. It's another person's perspective.
Right.
And right now it's kind of in that infancy and it feels good to be a part of something new.
Right. And yeah, I get such a thrill out of somebody saying, oh, I so love that interview you did. I so love that that episode. I went, oh, good. I made somebody's day. Wait,
it's the best
that's
thing
cool.
in the world.
And
it
this is somebody, yeah, I'm in Orlando and they're in, you know, they're Michigan or Minnesota or Maine, and they enjoyed. I made somebody's day. That's cool.
Absolutely. absolutely. And I got to tell you, I mean, it sounds ridiculous and whatever, whatever, but Randy and I couldn't have done this, you know, 750 times if we didn't feel the same way. Because, you know, we try and figure out little ways to, you know, stay afloat here and there. And we have the coolest, you know, listeners ever that, you know, drop some serious buckage in that tip jar. And we have fun. And we always try to find a way to just, you know, be able to sustain ourselves. But in general, just hearing from a stranger that, you know, your show helped me, right. You know, I had a death in the family, or, you know, I'm a truck driver and it's pretty lonely out there, but I don't feel alone when I hear you guys. And that is worth its weight in gold to hear something like that.
Exactly. Exactly. I didn't go into this for the money. I just went into it.
Thank God, because you'd be disappointed.
No. Yeah, it was just one of these things. We said, hey, let's start a pot. You know, it just kind of, bum, 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 bum. It just kind of took off. And then I was, you know, with the interviews and stuff, and I just said, well, this is fun. I just want to keep doing it, if, you know, as long as I can. I don't care.
Amen. And that's the thing. It's like, you get to express yourself. You get to, you know, find out what makes you tick. You know, really, it's almost like your opinion's boot camp, because I had to figure out where I stood on a ton of things I never thought about before. And, oh, by the way, people are listening. Well, that's the cherry on the sundae.
There you go.
So it's pretty cool.
Exactly. This has been just amazing talking to you.
This has been super fun. You know what? I got to tell you, it's been a long day, and this is really a wonderful thing to come home to. Therapy isn't, I'm not in there, you know, playing bingo or on a cakewalk.
Working out some stuff, right?
It's lovely to come back and talk to someone so awesome and be reminded why we all, you know, do the things that we love doing. It's really gratifying, and it feels really good.
You're very awesome too, to me. So,
and
you made my evening as well. So,
oh, sweet.
Hey, what goes around comes around. I'm telling.
Yeah, and I think good people always find each other, and you know, I think I'd like to think I'm a good person, and yeah, obviously you are, and that's the fun thing about meeting people who listen to our show on the Pretty Good Podcast, because we'll have events or we'll even just talk to people online, and now they're all friends. And that is like, if I was God, that would pretty much be my wish, is that all these people have found each other, and they started because they cared about something that I had to say, and it made them connect with somebody else. And now they're friends, and you know, they could take or leave me, and that's perfect. Right. And it just, it's sort of a dream come true, a dream I didn't even know I had until it happened.
Right. Yeah. You're in the same thought pattern I am.
Yeah.
It's like, we're all humans on this earth. Let's just enjoy each other, share, have fun, and just be happy. And
absolutely. And
very simple, like, actually. It's
absolutely. People make it so hard.
Exactly. I agree so much.
And, you know, my boss, God bless him, he's a really positive dude. And, you know, where I work, you know, I do voiceover bits all day. And, you know, they're just not like regular old bosses. And he always says, you know, it can be the hardest job on earth, but all you have to do is stop, you know, every moment that you can and think, what can I do to make this moment better? And that is your only job on this planet. And I think about that, and it really just makes everything more manageable.
Wow, that's a good thought.
Yeah, it's just simple, and it doesn't.
What can I do to make this moment better?
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that, you know, you donate so much blood that you keel over on the table, and it doesn't mean that you, you know, whatever. It just how can I make this moment for myself better? You know, it's when I'm feeling, you know, depressed, and I think that, you know, the walls are this safe place for me. Well, that's not making this moment better. That's sort of feeding into a little bit of a downward spiral. So, you know, you just stop and kind of shake your head free of all the craziness, and you think, what can I do to make this moment better right now? And sometimes it affects other people, and sometimes it's just for you.
Exactly. I think what happens and I probably experienced this over my life too, is you'll have those moments and you bring in all your past and what you think the future is going to be. But you forget the moment you could make fine. And you let that past and the future thoughts of what could happen make that moment of now shit.
You are 100% right, my friend.
Yeah.
That's And I mean, and God bless you. I'm right behind you. I think of that here in terms of chronology, and right. I'm just starting to figure that out. I never understood it. And, you know, people talk about the precious present and be here now and blah, blah, blah. And I think, screw that. But right. it's the only thing that matters. And now in my, as Randy says, 29th with 5 years experience, I'm just starting to figure that out.
I'm 50 some and I start don't feel bad.
Okay, good.
Don't feel bad. No, but that was a really great thing though. Just what can make this better now?
If this is
bad now, there's something that can change it and I can do something at this very moment. Don't think about what made it get there. Don't think about what's going to happen after. What can make it better now? Yeah.
And it's easy to forget, but I bet it's also, at least in my short experience in taking that in, it's kind of easy to do. When you boil it down to its simplest syrup, it's not, okay, well, which is all important, the analysis and the how did you get here and the how do you plan on fixing it, that's all important. But when it's just about that moment, how do you make this moment better, it just seems so manageable, and so few things in life do. It's just exciting.
Oh, I agree so much. Man, we're on the same path.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, why did I know that? I knew that.
I like you.
when I asked you for an interview, my gut told me that this conversation would go this way.
Yeah.
I knew it would. And
I saw the clock and I'm like, oh my God, he's going to kill me. I'm talking his ear off. But I don't care because
No. I have no time limits. I don't want to put limits on you, you know.
Oh, no, not at all.
I tell people I respect your time. You know, it's me asking you and you tell me when to stop. And
yeah. No, I totally understand. But you're such a pleasure, and this is you really do have such a wonderful way about you. I mean, it's awesome, and I hope you don't stop doing it.
It's kind of ingrained now. So.
Good. It should be. I'm glad.
It's kind of who I am. So.
Good.
So I'm glad you like that. I appreciate
absolutely.
That. It's great to hear that from people. thanks for that. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's my first impression, but I wasn't born last night. I think I can, you know, read people pretty decently, and I hope you stay who you are.
Yeah, that's who I am.
Awesome.
You got it.
Yep, I got that impression.
I don't know where to take this now. I'm feeling so great.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Just take a breath, hang out, whatever. It's all good. Yeah, do a little chanting, do what you got to do. I'll go grab my nail file. It's, you know, it's all good.
Hey, well, you want to take a little two and two and come back or not? No,
sure, I'd love to.
Okay, it's your call.
That's fine with me.
Alrighty. Typing.
Oh yeah, sorry.
That's all right.
We have so much to get through with this picnic on August 4th, and I'm dealing with all these vendors, and it's just been a full time job.
Oh yeah, how's that going?
I wish you could be here. It'll be fun. It's just going to be a just shenanigans, I'm sure. Yeah. So we're trying to get a couple little special things together for people, and it's not as easy as I thought it would be.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about that. I went, oh, yeah, we're working out the plans. I said, oh, there's got to be something to put together. Yeah, get this.
Yeah, we're trying. We're not experts, but we're doing our best.
You're not experts.
No, not even a little bit.
Oh, geez.
I'm not in the, I am, that's why I have friends like my friend Becky and my friend Lindsay. They're party planners. I just hope for the best and bring a couple of packages of hot dogs. So we'll see what happens. I'm trying to prepare a little bit more, which is why it's stressful, because I'm so out of my element.
Yeah, that's not my forte either. I mean, no. I can go to them and
Yeah, exactly.
Grab a hot dog, but...
Thank you.
How'd they get there? I don't know, but they're there.
Thank you, exactly. Yes, sir.
So I got to respect people that can do that. It's some people are just like, they're just, how do you do that? It's
like, and that's the thing. Everyone's like, oh, you're such a type A personality. You're such an extrovert. And I'm like, are you kidding? If I could just stay home and eat s'mores that I microwaved and never talk to anybody, I'd be much more comfortable. But unfortunately, that's no kind of life.
Exactly.
So you are. And that's, and you know, I learned this, I found this to be so interesting because, you know, people talk about the difference between an introvert and an extrovert, and you assume that an extrovert is like, you know, a real big, you know, Chris Farley personality, and then an introvert just means you're shy and you never speak to anyone. But the way I've come to understand it is that it just depends on where you get your energy from. And if you get your energy mostly from other people, you know, and being around other people, you're an extrovert. And if you get it, if you feel a little more depleted after a bunch of people, so you know you need to go be alone for a while to fill it back up, you're an introvert. And I think that more times than not, I'm an introvert because I need to be alone to sort of fill that energy back up so I can go back out into the world and, you know, give everything that I have.
Yeah, I'm like that too. I'll have my times. I just okay, I'm done. You know, I'm done. I need. Yeah. I'm done. I'm gone.
Yep. Absolutely.
And I just want to go, just chill. Just I don't want to. Turn my phone. I don't want any phone calls. I don't want anything. I just want
lose to, my number.
Yeah, lose my number. They'll go, you need to get out there. I said, I've been out there. I need to recharge. Leave me alone.
That's exactly what it is.
And then they think you're not happy. I said, I'm happy. Leave me alone.
And really, not only they think you're not happy, but then they think they've done something wrong, or they think you did something abnormal. And yeah, you just gotta
right.
Let them, you know, do what you gotta do, because I have spent so much time, you know, out and dealing with people and giving all, you know, all I have to people because I didn't want to let them down. I didn't want to feel guilty that I wasn't giving enough, but it's just not who I am. You know, we all, you know, we can't run on that reserve tank all the time.
It just gets overwhelming sometimes. And it
absolutely.
Just, and, you know, I've always kind of been a, you know, I've been, I'm, some people can't be alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, they, when they're alone.
Which I don't understand.
yeah, when they're alone, they're lonely, but that's not the same thing. You can be.
Absolutely.
Right, and it's just some people's, you know, some people just, they constantly have to, I said, I can't have people around me like 24/7. I just can't. No.
It just, my blood pressure goes through the roof in that case. And that's, and you struck on such a good point. You know, there's such a difference between being alone and being lonely. And, you know, lonely, I think, is choice. And I have felt that way a million times. I mean, this is actually the first time in my adult life I haven't been in a relationship, and I needed that. It's an important time for me. But, you know, it's, the side effects are, you start to, you know, you can go to some dark places when you just feel tired and you just feel worn out and you just start to, you know, start thinking negatively. And
right.
You have to remember, you know, this is, it's a journey, not a destination. And right now this is the right thing for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the right thing for you. that's the key.
And absolutely. That's all it can be. And, you know, I mean, God bless them. My parents and my family is just the best. But, you know, if I had a kid who was in her early 30s and, you know, not attached to anyone in any serious way, I might be concerned and I might do whatever. But I'm telling you, if you leave me alone, like my dad always said, Gina has to do everything in her own time. I am as stubborn as they come. I'm a Taurus. I have to do it my way or it's not going to work. And this is my way of doing it. So
my philosophy is, if it works for you and you enjoy it and it makes you happy, just do it. Just do it.
Are you a parent? 'Cause you should be.
No. I mean, that's, I'm being honest here. I'm not.
Yeah, that's a decent philosophy. And that would be
this
awesome. Up.
This is, I've lived this all my life. It's like, just be, you know, and people, oh, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And they, you don't have a life. I said, I have a life. It's just not yours. Is what I tell
them. Which is why it's so awesome.
It's like, yeah, we all have lives. They're just not all the same. Just leave me alone. I have lots of fun. I have lots of fun.
Well, that's clear. That's awesome. Well, and I'm happy for you again that you've, you know, been able to find, you know, a creative outlet that works for you and something that not only, you know, it's, and if you were sitting alone in your room, you know, finger painting, that's great too. But it just so happens to be that other people get to, you know, enjoy the fruits of your labor. And that's great.
Well, yeah. And it's, oh, got that echo going again. Oop. And it's gone. No,
oh,
it's
sweet.
There. But yeah, it's just enjoying. I love interacting with people with like minds. And
yeah.
I find comedians have we hit a lot of things the same way. You know, when I talk to them, you know, all of them I've talked to so far, and Craig and I was that was one of my special ones that I thought. He was just Craig Shoemaker. He's a cool guy.
I don't know.
Well, he is a cool guy, and he went through things and stuff, and we got talking, and he goes, Brian, you know, they're just people, and they're probably as messed up as everybody else, if not more. He said they're just people out here. He said, California, I come here because my business is here, and this is where all the jobs are, but. He said, they're just people. I said, exactly. Yeah, you're right. Yep. I said, you're right. They're just, we look at them, we see them on TV, we see them on here. They're just people.
Yep. And that's the one thing that I actually learned from my ex-boyfriend. And I said, well, is that true? And then I've come to realize it is that, you know, you can be this big, you know, douchey guy walking around thinking you're the best and, you know, whatever girl. But all these adults, especially in LA, they're just scared little boys and little girls.
Right.
And once you see people for who they are, they're just, as a friend of mine says, they're walking around with their umbilical cord looking for a place to plug in. It's just people aren't so scary.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't spent much time out there, but that's what, you know, that's just the tone I hear. So,
And somehow not only have I stayed happy here, but I've found a lot of really good people. And, you know, some people say it's just, for them, it's been a hard place to make friends, or is the city too big? And my standard response, because I've come to believe it, is I'm from Kansas. Like, I can make friends on the moon. Like, I know who I am. It's not going to change me. I know who I am, and I'll find people who know who they are. That's, you know, that's some good Kansas upbringing right there.
I'm from Ohio, and I just made a friend out in L.A.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. How about them apples?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's possible. There's good people everywhere. So
yeah.
It's just finding yourself and staying true to that self. And,
absolutely.
And that makes it all worthwhile. So
I concur 100%.
I can't believe how much we're on the same path.
Hey, you know, it's just it's awesome. It's refreshing because, you know, I love to fight with people who don't agree with me. And every once in a while, it's just nice to be on the same page.
And trust me, I'm not kissing up to you on this. This is me.
Oh, no, I do not doubt that.
I'm just sitting here kind of aside. I'm going, my God, she's exactly how I thought she would be. I mean, just from hearing you talk, I get, you know, your personality comes out in your podcast.
Thank you.
I said, she's just like, yeah, we'll hit it off. So
yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. I think it's just, you know, like Craig said, we're just people. Some of us, you know, are a little more narcissistic than other and demand other people to notice us. But that doesn't mean that, you know, we don't like to have friends in a regular conversation, too.
Yeah, if you get, I know you're a busy, busy person, but if you do get a chance to listen to Craig Shoemaker's on our, the one I did, and the Tom Dreesen, I think you'll enjoy both of them.
I was going to say, it has to come out to Tom Dreesen one, but for sure.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and as, like I said, I'm getting better each time I do those. I've got a few I've done that I was a little starstruck that I don't have up there yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that's the funny thing. You think like your first one, you're like, yeah, all right. There's when Randy and I just did KFI, we did, you know, Monday through Friday a couple weeks ago. I won't listen to that Monday show. We were so hyped up and so, you know, just crazed and full of anxiety and energy. It was too much. And by Friday, it's like, all right, now I got your number, KFI.
Yeah.
So I totally respect that. You don't realize how much you grow until you just keep doing it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh God, burn that tape.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I've had a few I've done, and I went, oh, I sounded like an idiot. Oh, my God. And then
sure you didn't, but you probably just didn't seem as comfortable in your own
skin. No, yeah, you know, stumbled around in conversation. You were like talking to a friend. You're very easy to talk to.
Thank you. And I agree with as well. That's why we've been on the phone for almost an hour, and that's way longer than I've talked to my own mother.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Now, that being said, because I've been promise I've made to myself is every day I have to go and either go hiking or get on a do a walk, and I set my alarm for 7 a.m. this morning, and that was not meant to be. So I hate to interrupt this conversation. I'd love to get a few minutes in before the sun goes down because I don't like to walk by myself after gets dark.
Yeah, I told you to tell me when to stop.
No, but this is awesome. I just,
we can talk again sometime.
It's just hard to walk with your mace and your taser. So I'd love to do about 30 minutes before the sun goes down.
I'll let you go then.
But this has really been such a pleasure, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you asking me to do it.
Oh, I so much appreciate you doing it. So, thanks again for your time and.
It's like
okay, friend, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, so what are you doing for dinner next week?
Yeah, it's this hasn't been an interview, this has been two friends talking, and
absolutely, and but every time, you know, every once in a while you're lucky, and that's what you get, and I'm really happy that I could have been a part of it.
Great. And you know, maybe we'll talk again sometime.
Yep, you know where to find me.
We'll stay in touch and
I'm Skypeable.
You go get your exercise in, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you again. This has been really, really fun and a really wonderful way to end my day.
Oh, I'm happy. And you're happy. I'm happy you're happy and I'm happy, so.
All right. Well, we'll talk soon.
Right. Take care.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was such a nice conversation. Gina was great to take her time to talk to Tag.
God, Gina was so sweet, and she has such an amazingly positive outlook on life. I mean, I loved it when she said, what can I do to make this moment better? Sometimes for other people, and sometimes for yourself.
Yeah, that was really, really great. On that note, though, I do think we should say goodbye for this time.
Hey, and Gina, if you ever needed proof that Tag has been stalking you for a long, long time, this interview should cover it.
Thank you to Tag and to Gina Grad of the Pretty Good Podcast, which is available on iTunes. You can also get the PA Podcast on iTunes, as well as on Stitcher and direct download at www.thepapodcast.com. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening.